Gotta throw it on the podcast, yeah, the podcast. Gotta throw it on the podcast, yeah, the podcast. Gotta throw it on the podcast, yeah, the podcast. Gotta throw it on the podcast, yeah, the podcast. Yo, how is everybody doing today? I am glad that all of you are still breathing. I'm glad that you had an opportunity just to land on this podcast. You, yourself, are awesome. And I want to explain to you why you're so awesome, right? And I'll just explain from my perspective of like what has happened. But I'll put it like this. Imagine that everything that was holding you back is now gone. Like, just imagine that for a second. Like, what would that feel like? It's all gone. But in replace of that, because obviously you have to have something in replace of that. What would you put in the place of that? That's a great question. Imagine replacing it with unconditional love. On all aspects. And I'm going to paint an analogy for you, right? So imagine you are a cup, right? A cup, like a drinking cup. And you put, it's basically an empty cup, you know, just a cup. But that is filled, like all these things that was holding you back before, like that emptied your cup, right? But now imagine unconditional love was poured into that cup, right? And when it was poured into that cup, it was so much that if it was the cup was sitting on a table, it would overflow onto the floor. Yeah, that way. But it's so much. So imagine if, you know, if you're still that cup, like, but it's overflowing, imagine you borrow a portion of that because it's so much, because it's already flowing on the floor. Imagine you borrow a portion of that to love yourself. But that love is none other than Jesus Christ. See, the thing is, he gives us an opportunity to be loved and give love. Because he freed us from all of those things. Like, we don't have to hold on to these things anymore because we can live in freedom. You know, we're free to live, be loved, and love. You know, even love who we are, love who we also can become, but also love people and show them that unconditional love that you've already been given. But the thing is, you would have to let go of those anxieties, all those things that was holding you back, all those things that hurt. Like all these addictions, like the things that was like what you were addicted, like what you were addicted to. Like the things you lusted after. Like these things, like imagine these needs that you had before can be filled. It's crazy. And it's available. That's the crazy part. Like, we don't have to be held down anymore to our things. Like, even these things in this world no longer have to matter because we can live as freed people. Like, we can be free, but we have to relinquish that old mind. In that old heart, because our hearts are deceitful. But the thing is, because there's so much unconditional love you have the opportunity, once you know how to borrow that portion of love, to love yourself with that unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Like, because that's what he is. He is unconditional love. Like, that's what unconditional love means. So now that you are unconditionally loved, why don't you show that to everyone around you? But the thing is, this is something that is easier said than done, because what happens is our intentions change. They have to shift to be more like Christ. See, the thing is, we don't know who we're supposed to be until we see what has already been done. But this scene is happened. It's happening in all people's lives, because I'll put it like this. There will be a merger, a marriage per se, between material and non-material. And the only way to get within that merger is to know of Jesus Christ, which is to live unconditionally loved. And when you can live unconditionally loved in all of what you're doing, your entire being changes. But how do you do that on a daily basis so that you have the right intention? This is the most important part. Thank Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm alive. Like, just live in that grace. Live in that praise. Live in what that feels like. Just being happy in the Lord, because he will supply all of our needs. He's already done it. He already will do it. He's going to do it again and again, because he loves us. We don't have to hold on to these things that we used to do before. All we have to do is praise the Lord. That's it. That's it. We just have to praise the Lord. And as we praise the Lord, we give him glory. That's exactly what he wants to see from us. That's it. He wants us to be his people. That's what he wants. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And just be led by the Holy Spirit in all of the things that we do. Like, even in our circumstances and everything that we're the daily, because obviously, you know, you still got to get back to real life and stuff like that. But like, when you get back to life, you live as if you already are free. Like, these things, like, you might work hard or whatever in real life, but you're free from it. There's no mental slavery anymore. You can be free. Your chains are broken. And that's so incredible, because anybody can do this. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to be wealthy. You don't need to have a certain birthright. Because it's given away for free. Give it away for free. When you say hallelujah, that's the highest praise that you can give to the Lord. Just keep saying hallelujah, but living in that hallelujah, walking in that hallelujah. And let's get more practical. How would you even do something like that? Well, you first have to understand who Jesus is, because you essentially can become like Christ, who lived, listen, a perfect life. We can't be perfect, of course, but we can strive to be just like this individual, this person who changed our entire life. He wants to give us life. But what we have to do is we have to literally just repent of our sins. Repent of all these things that was holding us back. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Please forgive me. And once you've done that. Ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. And he'll change your life. I'm just letting you know from experience. Because I'm going to just let you know. I'll just, you know, not to brag or nothing. Not to brag or nothing. That's not the case. But I live free. Like, yeah, sure, you know, I got little things here and there that you got to do. But as I become more and more like this individual who I'm learning about, and I feel like the only real text to really learn about unconditional love is in the Bible, just starting John, if you want to learn about that whole thing so you can live that same life. Imagine you being able to do the things like Christ. You can change the entire world just like Christ did, but following in his footsteps.